breakfast prepared by Mother Goda, I slogged through the snow to visit the captain.
"How to get away?" he asked.
"They're not being bad. The old woman's even fixing food that's palatable, if you're not real picky."
"What's up?
Where's your shadow?" I guess he didn't want to deal with the snow. The snow was the first thing I'd seen that made Tai Day want to back down. This winter was his first extensive experience with the white stuff. None of us do.
"Anything from the old guy?"
"In this weather? You're kidding." He was still sure that Uncle Doge was up to something. Maybe I ought to dream about him. "What I wanted you to know is my dreams are getting really strange," I explained.
"Is it your imagination, or are you really going out?"
"It feels like being out there with smoke. Almost. I don't have any feeling of control, so far." Croker grunted. He looked thoughtful, seeing some possibilities. I saw a few myself. What I thought was I could make a quick circuit with smoke to see how closely reality conforms to what I dreamed. I had little trouble accepting the possibility because I'd been experiencing such unusual dreams for so long.
"Do it, without wasting any time."
"What's your hurry? The snow isn't going anywhere for a while." Croker grunted again. He was turning into a genuine old fart. The flight with smoke showed me nothing I hadn't seen in my dreams. It didn't show me Soulcatcher. Smoke still refused to get close, but I passed high overhead and saw that she was indeed caught in a side canyon where the snow was extremely deep. Chapter 48. The weather changed eventually. The snow melted. We came out of our shelters like a bunch of groundhogs. So did the rest of the world. But most everyone was interested in recovering, not in getting into fights. Fighting did continue inside Overlook, though mostly Long Shadow soldiers were satisfied to keep Lady's troops bottled up. Those men were in no hurry to get themselves killed, now they were cut off from the outside. They had control of stores enough for a long time and complete confidence that Lady would make every effort to relieve them. She would. I used smoke to look in on some of her planning. She had expected any men who got inside to be cut off for a while. She'd chosen shock units and commanders she believed would be able to handle the hardship. The Prince's division was fighting in the ruins of Kialune and in the hills north of us, where Mogaba persisted in harassing the shit out of us. Lady's division held the ground between the city and Overlook. One of the captain's divisions was around the other side, astride the road to the Shadow Gate. The other remained in reserve. Spring was a real threat on the horizon. I asked Croker, "You think the Prabhrindra Dra is maybe going to get tired of getting the honors in all these fights?" He gave me a startled look. "Am I that obvious?"
"About what?"
I looked around. Only Tai Day was close enough to hear anything. It could be his division is the most incompetent and least reliable. This army will suffer a lot of casualties before we get to Katavar Murgan. Correct me if I'm wrong. It seems to me it would be in the company's interest if most of those happened outside our own ranks. I trust my old division. A lot of those men want to join the company. Most of them would fight the prince if I gave the order. Lately, a lot of